Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company and read by Derek Warren. Bicycle by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, April 1981. Jeff Raskin chose the name Macintosh after his favorite kind of apple. So when Jeff was forced to take an extended leave of absence in February 1981, Steve Jobs and Rod Holt decided to change the name of the project, partially to distance it from Jeff. They considered Macintosh to be a code name anyway, and didn't want the team to get too attached to it. Apple had recently taken out a two-page ad in Scientific American featuring quotes from Steve Jobs about the wonders of personal computers. The ad explained how humans weren't able to run as quickly as many other species, but that a human on a bicycle beat them all. Personal computers, then, were bicycles for the mind. A month or so after Jeff's departure, Rod Holt announced to the small design team that the new codename for the project was Bicycle, and that we should change all references from Macintosh to Bicycle. When we objected, thinking Bicycle was a silly name, Rod thought that it shouldn't matter since it was only a codename. Rod's edict was never obeyed. Somehow, Macintosh just seemed right. It was already ingrained within the minds of the team, and the name Bicycle seemed forced and inappropriate, so no one but Rod ever called it Bicycle. For a few weeks, Rod would reprimand anyone who called it Macintosh in his presence, but the new name never gained any momentum. Finally, around a month after his original order, after someone called it Macintosh once more, he threw up his hands in exasperation and told us, "I give up. You can call it Macintosh if you want. It's only a code name anyway." But it was a code name that proved to be sturdy and resilient. In the fall of 1982, Apple paid tens of thousands of dollars to a marketing consulting firm to generate a themed set of names for Lisa and Macintosh. They came up with lots of ideas, including calling the Mac the Apple 40 or the Apple Allegro. After hearing all the suggestions, Steve and the marketing team decided to go with Lisa and Macintosh as the official names. They managed to reverse engineer an acronym for Lisa, Local Integrated Systems Architecture. But internally, we preferred the recursive Lisa, Invented Stupid Acronym. Macintosh seemed to be acronym-proof, but there was still one final hurdle to clear. The name was too close to a trademark from the Macintosh Stereo Company. I'm not sure how the situation was resolved. I suspect that Apple paid them a modest amount. But toward the end of the retreat in January 1983, Steve announced to the team that we had gotten rights to use the name. He dashed a champagne bottle against one of the prototypes and declared, "I christen thee Macintosh!"